Okay, welcome to the September 21st, 2022 Provo City Planning Commission Administrative Hearing Report. We have one item on the agenda tonight. It is the application of Jenny Chen, who requests a conditional use permit for a language school in the professional office zone located at 3585 North University Avenue, Riverside neighborhood. The project manager on this is Javin Weaver, and I'll turn the time, that, again, this is our only item, so I'll turn the time over to Javin for a brief presentation on this item.
Okay, thanks, Brendan. Sorry to get you familiar with this. This is up in North University Avenue. It's in the area highlighted in orange. There's a parcel that's attached to this. This is in the Jamestown Office Park, and there's a picture of what the building looks like. So what the applicant is proposing to do is have a language school here in the at this facility. This is in the PO zone. The PO zone calls educational services as a conditional use, and the conditions that are to be met in regard to parking, making sure that there's a designated drop-off place, sufficient queuing times for them, that the building conforms to current codes, and no exterior lights may shine down into adjoining properties. Now, this went through CRC review and passed through the CRC process through city staff, and staff is giving a recommendation that this conditional use permit be recommended approval with the condition that a business license is applied for and issued.
Okay. Could you explain the parking situation just a little bit again?
So yeah, where they will be queuing up they to drop off, they will be dropping off on the along right here.
Okay.
Where they enter the facility will be right here, and where they will be occupying the space is right in this area. Right. So children can be dropped off and walk right up there. They can also, people can park within the Jamestown parking area, parking lot for that as well.
Okay. And I see there's some potential parking on the east side as well.
Correct. The property owners indicated that there's sufficient parking for us.
Perfect. Wonderful. Do the applicants, would you like to make any comments or say anything regarding your application?
If you don't, that's okay.
If you don't have any comments, you're okay. Great. Do we have any members of the public that would like to speak?
Yes, I have questions.
Could you state your name for the record?
Sandra
Kaplan,
and okay. My home is right here, 3568 North Northwest. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I have a number of questions, and I'm representing some of the people in my cul-de-sac as well.
Sure.
So anyway, are you occupying? What percentage of the building will the school occupy?
It's just one suite.
Oh,
wasn't it just this section?
Yes, it's just that section on the first floor.
Okay. So, are there any proposals to widen the road?
There are no proposals for that.
Yeah. Okay. But that was a concern with people in our cul-de-sac.
The class sizes will only be 4 to 6 students.
Okay.
So it shouldn't be a big impact.
That's where we are.
It's just small, small individualized, so each student can get enough attention.
Okay.
So they won't be, it shouldn't bring a lot of traffic or.
So are you teaching foreign language?
Yeah. Chinese and Persian. Or potentially other. But that's where I start.
Okay, that's what we need to be. I don't have any other questions.
Fantastic. I don't see anybody else from the public, and we don't have a call-in option anymore. After reviewing it, we reviewed the parking situation. We've talked about this use is going to really occupy a pretty small portion of the It really will occupy quite a small portion of this building, just here in what would be the southwest corner of the building. And so how many classes a day will it be again? Is it?
Four time slots you had?
Four
time slots. Yeah, four time slots planned. That might adjust a little bit depending on the teacher. Mm-hmm. But around four.
Four classes, and you have 4 to 6
so options. We'll have a break in between. Yeah, 4 to 6 students in class. And we'll do them, you know, 10 or 15 minutes apart so that there's time to transition. You know,
right.
A lot of parking or people trying to exit and enter at the same
time. Seems like a very limited number of people that would be parking, queuing up to get in and out of the building. There's no road expansion. It appears that they'd be operating within the bounds of the conditional use requirements as far as like the timing of operating the building or operating the business. I find here that staff is found that the proposed business won't cause an unreasonable risk to the safety of persons or property. The parking situation seems to be in good order. Won't interfere with the lawful use of surrounding properties. And we've heard from a neighbor and it seems that she appears to be satisfied with the what she's heard tonight. Won't create a need for additional municipal services. And it doesn't appear to be detrimental to the health, safety, or general welfare of the residents in the vicinity or in the city for that matter. I don't see a reason to assume that it would affect the market value of real estate in the vicinity. And it appears that all the requirements have been met. And we have a recommendation from staff that this application be approved based on a Provo City business license being applied for and issued. And so with that, I will move to approve this conditional use permit with the condition that a Provo City business license is applied for and issued. So we approve your application and we do have, I guess, there is a statement we need you to sign agreeing to that condition to get a building permit. But other than that, I think everything seems in good order. So if you're willing to sign this agreement, agreeing to get a building, a business license, then we're in agreeance to approve it. So,
yes.
Okay, well, great. Well, I think that concludes our meeting today. We only had one item, so thank you for participating in our administrative hearing, and we wish you a good day.